Before I guide the practice this afternoon, share a few words on this quality of metta or friendliness that we're going to be exploring. It's very helpful to remember that when we talk about being mindful, we're not simply talking about paying attention in any kind of way. And our attention can have very different flavors to it, very different kind of colors to it, you might say. And so an example of that is if you think about what it's like to be looked at by another person. So you can sometimes have the experience where a person is looking at you quite intensely, but you sense that that attention is flavored by maybe some unkindness or some hostility. Yeah, of course that's very unpleasant, isn't it, when that happens. You're really aware that the person is paying you their full attention, but it's got this feeling of hostility that comes with it. But the other side of that, of course, is if you feel that you're being met with a kind and friendly gaze, that very often it can be healing, nourishing in itself. And there are some schools of counseling that particularly emphasize this, you know, that the quality of presence and the kind of loving regard of the counselor in and of itself is a very supportive thing for people. And I wonder if we've all felt that at different times, you know, what it's like to really be given someone's attention that's friendly and warm and caring. So really all of the practices we do on retreat, we could say that the attention is flavored by different qualities. We might talk about curiosity or a sense of patience. And Jon Kabat-Zinn famously uses the word non-judgmental. All kinds of different ways we might talk about how our attention is flavored when we practice. But we can also see friendliness as part of how we pay attention. So in my understanding, this can spread throughout the whole retreat. It's not that, 2:30 comes and that's when we get friendly with our experience. It's very helpful if it's there the whole time. But we could say that in this session, it moves from being in the background of awareness really to the foreground. It's something that we are putting center stage, the sense of metta, friendliness, also translated as loving kindness, which is really a sense of wishing well, wishing well. Wants the well-being of ourselves, the well-being of others, wants us to flourish in life, to be happy, to be peaceful. This is this quality that we're exploring. In the Buddha's teachings, metta was taught as a kind of protection. And that I find really fascinating, because it can be the opposite of what we sometimes think. We might think, in order to be protective, I need to really have my barriers up, and I need to be very focused for the threats around me. I need to be hostile until proven otherwise, that kind of thing. But there's what happens when we're in that mode, if we're locked into a mode of feeling very threatened and that the world is very hostile and we're looking around us in that way, my sense is that sometimes other people can pick that up and also find that threatening. So in its strange way, that can be something, although it's trying to protect us, there can be that feeling of, it feeds the sense that things are not safe. Yeah? Whereas friendliness, on the other hand, is doing the opposite. It's feeding a sense of safety, of goodwill, of well-being. You think what it's like to be around a person that feels friendly. You know, often there can be that sense of relaxing in their presence. There's nothing to fear here. It's okay. And the Buddha also talks about metta as an antidote to the pain of ill will. You know, what it can be like to be holding on to resentments or difficulties. And of course we can all find ourselves from time to time doing that. You know, this is an ongoing moment-to-moment practice, but we can notice in those moments it's painful because there's that feeling of separation. You know, friendliness is connecting. We feel part of the world, connected with the world, connected with others. And it frees us from that pain of separation and isolation. As we practice this, it's incredibly helpful to think of friendliness or metta as an attitude or intention rather than necessarily an experience. Yeah. An attitude or intention rather than necessarily an experience. If we think of it as an experience, it can feel a little bit like, oh, am I doing it right or not? Yeah, so you might be actually feeling a bit tired or irritated or bored this afternoon. All kinds of things come up in life and on retreat. And so the idea here isn't, oh, I'm not supposed to be feeling that. How do I get rid of that? I've got to suddenly feel this friendliness he's talking about. How do I do that? It feels a long way away, and then there can be a gap between how things are and how we think they should be, and that gap can be experienced as painful. So rather than that sense of some experience that we're trying to create, we can think of it as an attitude, an intention we bring to whatever's here. So maybe there's some sleepiness here this afternoon. Oh, can I bring some friendliness to that too? Can that be okay? Yeah. Or a little bit like how, yeah, we might meet irritation in others. If we notice there's irritation in there, can we bring some friendliness to meet that, to sense what's underneath that, to be with that, give that some space? So this isn't a demand that we feel a particular way, but it's a gentle inclination of our hearts and minds towards the sense of friendliness. And there are different ways into this quality. Today we'll be using what is sometimes called the easy person. Traditionally there was a phrase called the benefactor, which is someone who has really been good to you and helped you out. And so we can use this similar phrase of the easy person. So that's whoever it is for you who to some degree embodies this sense of friendliness. And it might be somebody that you know, or it might be somebody that you are aware of from a distance. Somebody I've used sometimes was Archbishop Desmond Tutu. I don't know if you know him. His wonderful film recently with the Dalai Lama, you see the two of them together. So for me, as I bring them to mind, I mean, even just saying them then, kind of evokes it a little bit. So it could be someone like that you know from a distance. It might be someone, you know, who's closer to you. It might be a really good friend, or maybe someone who's helped you out in the past, or a kind neighbor. Yeah. It's always it doesn't need to be the perfect person, of course. That might take us time. But just someone who begins to evoke that. Some people find using a pet is also useful. Just the unconditional sense that some pets have. You just think of the dog there. It brings this quality to mind. Yeah, so the idea really is that it's a little bit like anything that we might train. You know, if a person goes running, you don't start off running a marathon. You jog for 30 seconds and then you walk for a bit. Yeah, so a little bit like that too. We're starting in the easiest place, starting with a person or being who, you know, brings these qualities to mind. Good. Okay, so I shall guide us through this practice. So if you need to just adjust your posture as I do this. So, beginning this afternoon by checking in inwardly, noticing how things are for you in this moment. How are things right now? And it may be helpful to hear that all kinds of things are so usual, normal to be around on retreat. Maybe you feel sleepy, maybe you feel energized, maybe you feel peaceful, maybe you feel stirred up. Maybe you feel inspired or maybe bored. Connected, disconnected, or maybe something else. So all kinds of experiences come and go. This is part of what we're doing here. So remembering that can support us to just notice whatever's present here and now. In this moment, this is the way it is, letting things be. Allowing the attention to come into the body and to move down in the body, down into the legs and the feet, and taking some time to feel the ground beneath you, the contact with the earth. So how does that feel in this moment? Points of contact, pressure, maybe tingling, or warmth or coolness in the legs or feet. Just noticing, just aware. Feeling the ground beneath you, the contact with the earth. Bringing the attention down in the body. Letting that sense of contact with the ground be there in the background of awareness. And in the foreground, really taking your seat here and now. How does that feel? Feeling that connection with the chair or cushion or bench. Maybe a sense of the sitting bones. Arriving into the seat. And if you wish to, could stay with one of these anchor points, the ground or the seat. Or if it feels okay for you, allowing the attention to rest with the breath and feeling the in-breath and out-breath. Maybe in the belly, maybe in the chest area. Maybe a sense of the whole body breathing. So the breath becomes a place to come home to return to. Whatever else is happening, here it is, the in-breath and out-breath, in the midst of it all. Noticing how it is when the attention is drawn away from the breath or the body, maybe to a train of thought, to a story. Seeing how it is to really let in that this is okay, it's okay. Just what our minds tend to do. So then there can be this sense of patience and being gentle as we return to body and breath, grounding the attention in the body, in the breathing, from moment to moment. From this space of mindfulness of body and breath, you can begin to bring the quality of friendliness center stage. And so bringing to mind a person or being for whom there's a sense of friendliness, maybe they embody this quality. Seeing who comes to mind, maybe someone you know personally who's been good to you, taken care of you, been there for you. Maybe someone you know from a distance. How is it to bring this person or being to mind and sense of them in the mind's eye? Imagining their presence, image or sense of them. Maybe they're smiling. Maybe they're doing the thing you admire. Noticing how it is to receive their friendly attention. To be in the presence of this friendliness. And from time to time, beginning to drop in some words and phrases of well-wishing, silently using these words to offer this person or being good wishes. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Once again, checking in with the body, that sense of the body on the ground, connected with the earth. Feeling that sense of the seat. This gives a sense of a base. Feeling the breathing coming and going. So staying in touch with the body, with the breath. As you keep in mind this person or being, renewing the sense of them. Noticing how it is to bring them to mind. Maybe sensing their face, their gaze. Aware of how it would feel to be in their presence. Warmth and friendliness and care. Remembering that this is an intention and an attitude we can bring to whatever's here. And continuing to use words to wish them well. Perhaps finding words that speak to you. Or using these phrases. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Staying in touch with the body and breath as you offer these good wishes. Letting the sense of this person gently fade into the background of awareness. Again, really sensing the body, feeling the breathing, here and now. And then letting these good wishes, these friendly wishes, be offered to yourself, including all that's here, thoughts and feelings, just as you are right now. Gently exploring how it is to offer these friendly wishes. May I be safe and well. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And if you wish, even simply using the words, safe and well, peaceful, ease, staying in touch with the body and breath as you offer these good wishes. Allowing these good wishes to begin to expand. Feel or imagine that they can include all of us as we practice together, offering and receiving warm and friendly, caring wishes. May we be safe and well. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease. And then in the last few minutes of the practice, letting go of any phrases, any images. Once again, simply resting here and now with the body, with the breath. That awareness suffused and permeated by friendliness. That can hold all that comes and goes.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.